So you mentioned Tanner Moose. He's in. He just signed a contract.
Yeah.
He just bought a truck.
He did.
But here's the thing. He was trying to buy a house, right? He was looking around?
Yeah. His plan was to buy a house.
Okay. What
in
happened?
Vegas. There was too much uncertainty. So we go through a whole offseason.
What does that mean?
We go through a whole offseason. You don't have a contract. Usually you would have been drafted, reported right to the team facility, signed your deal, and then you're a professional athlete.
Oh, yeah.
So you weren't allowed to go to the facility. You weren't allowed to do physicals. You weren't allowed to do any of that stuff. So he went through a whole offseason without a contract. And up until last week, there was still doubt we'd have a season. So all of a sudden, he was like, I'm not a professional athlete until 2021.
Dustin, there's no way to buy on the hope or, you know, almost the virtual guarantee that you're getting. What, he got an $830,000 bonus?
Yeah.
$4.5 million contract. He can't get approved without that signed, sealed, and delivered?
Well, I know I need to know all the dynamics of it, but essentially, no, not really. I mean, the $800,000 in his bank is assets. I mean, there are asset loans that you can do, but not normal financing. I mean, think about it. We need to know, you know, a contract, how much you're going to make, and the whole nine
so
yards.
So he's just like the rest of us. If we don't have you got to bring in pay stubs, Tanner. Yeah. Sorry.
Just because he's an Oakland Raider, Fannie Mae doesn't care about that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What team? Las Vegas Raider.
Excuse me.
Come on, you're a season ticket holder.
Oh, my gosh.
No more mistakes like this. We're the home of Raider Nation Radio on 920.
I could go in there and be like, yeah, I just got a new job. I'm going to be making $2 million a year, so what kind of house can I get?
Right,
like, just trust me for that. And in his case, obviously, you could be like, oh, you were drafted, and you know where you're drafted. Like, there's pretty much a slot. Like, we knew what his contract was going to be, but there was that possibility he wasn't going to get that money till next year.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you'd be like, now all you are is a college kid.
And that sometimes is hard to make your mortgage payment if you're not making money till next year, right? Car financing, a little easier than house financing, put it that way. You know, so... Right, well, not a big surprise he got a car financed, and he may have paid cash, who knows.
And I also will point out that he posted an Instagram post of his new car and tagged the dealership in it, which leads me to believe he probably
got a good deal.
He probably got a very, very good connection and a deal on that one in order to promote the car dealership back in South Carolina.
The car? What was it? How'd it look? The worst guy to ask about
very
cars, by the way.
Fancy, yeah, it's a very fancy pickup truck.
Was it a Dolly?
I don't know what that means.
Sorry.
It's a Chevy Silverado High Country.
Yeah, it's not a Dually.
No.
It's a big truck, though.
Dually's got two tires in the back, because wouldn't you, if you can have one, you might as well have two.
I don't really get the Dually thing either.
If you have the dual tires in the back, you assume you're using it for work. I think a lot of people just get them now because they're big and badass.
Sure.
But you would assume they're using it for work. Well, you mentioned something with Tanner Muse that what was one requirement in the car?
So he said the only thing he really cared about. So for me, I've said this before. All I care about, as long as it runs, I don't care about the engine or the horsepower or anything like that. If it runs, it's somewhat reliable and it's a very cool entertainment system inside of it. Now I'm in. That's all I really care about. For him, he's moving to the desert. He's moving to Las Vegas. All he wanted was cooled seats.
Yeah.
Very, very important requirement.
Outside of my economic level, I'm fat, so there's nothing that's going to cool this keister. Do they work, Dustin?
They don't. I was so sold on that when I, put them in my car. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be out. I turn them on, I forget they're on.
Wouldn't you need, a vent? Yeah. Right on your ass.
And if you have shorts, you can kind of feel it. But, I have a nice car. You figure, this is going to really cool you down. And I'm not a big fan of that. It's a waste of money.
Depressing. Yeah. I was looking at a car this weekend that had it, and I was very excited.
Oh, is that right?
don't waste your money on it.
I guess you guys could experiment going commando. I guess that would be more than commando, just bottomless. But that, I would think with the hot seats, hello.
You probably would feel it a little better at that juncture, I think.